If I want to come to Grand Haven, I'm going to come to Grand Haven. I'm not.
Couple of no's, thank you.
I don't care. It's the destination I want. So let's get these people here. Thank you.
Thank you. Who else would like to address council?
Mr. Mayor, may I say a couple more words? I know I already spoke once.
Why don't you wait until,
okay,
until nobody wants to come to the podium?
Sure.
You can be you can be last.
Okay.
Who else would like to address council? I guess it's your turn.
Yes, sir. A couple of notes that came to me after this. I'm not a public speaker, so a gentleman from Spring Lake sent me an article about the hotel that formerly occupied that intersection about 100 years ago. It was a five-story hotel, so that was, to me, pretty ironic. I'm not with BDR. They are a partner of ours in the project, so I cannot speak to their property that they have where the drive-through is currently located. I have heard them say that they have short-term plans to do something with a lot greater value than a parking lot there and to improve that, but that is about all. That's hearsay from what I've overheard. That's all I know about that. From an economic impact study, guests of this hotel will spend approximately $18 million a year in our community between our restaurants, our shops, our gas stations. And that's an impact that is felt by everybody forever. When we built the Hampton Inn in Manistee, I would say a third of the stores downtown were empty and blighted. By the time we actually got to open, we had created so much excitement in town that they were looking for 9 storefronts to accommodate people looking to expand in Manistee. And so that was a proud moment for us, is that we weren't the reason, but we were part of the story and part of the excitement. There's a company out there called Pacer AI, and they track your cell phone data. And they're not listening to Apple. They're listening to when you tell that app you accept the terms and conditions. There's the bank and the pillars and stuff. They are coming to Grand Haven, in Grand Haven, as well as I know the Bacalls who are working outside of town on the Hampton Inn project. I know them well. We're friendly competition across the state. And their project serves a completely different need. They're more of a transient room guest, which is about an average of about 1.8, 1.9 nights per guest or per room, where an extended stay product like a residence inn will be about a 4 to 5 night average length of stay. So these guests will be here longer and have more time to wander around and explore our community. They will go and work during the day. They will come back and they blend in and out, but they will be here to spend money and stay in our community. I've heard the comments about the bank and the pillars and stuff. They are really beat up, and there is a lot of alterations to that exterior from the original of what it is. But we can talk to our architect and see if that's feasible. I have no idea how you incorporate them or move them or whatever. That's something that we're willing to investigate, though, and see if there's any ability to incorporate that somehow in the facade, maybe on that end of the building or something of that sort. No promises, but I will give it my fair shake.